Thank you, Mr. President. Israel would like to respond to a number of statements made during the high-level segment and this afternoon. If one had listened to some of the statements from the past 3 days at the CD, one might think that on October 7th, Israel woke up and decided to attack Hamas, and not the other way around. I would like to remind all these speakers that a ceasefire was in place on October 6th, 2023. Hamas's horrific October 7th massacre shattered the status quo. Many of these speakers did not even bother to take a moment and condemn the atrocities committed by Hamas on October 7th. It is not only that some of these countries have never condemned the heinous terrorist attacks, it is that they are attempting to remove it completely from the narrative. This is completely in line, and not by chance, with the Palestinian narrative of denial. Denial of Israel's right to exist, denial of the Jewish people's connection to the land of Israel, as made abundantly clear by the last intervention of the Syrian representative, denial of Jewish history, denial of the Holocaust, denial of October 7th. That narrative denies Israel of what all other nations here take for granted, the right of self-defense. You see, those who have preached and complained about double standards over the past few days are those who exert them the most. They are loud when it comes to condemning Israel, yet deathly silent on the atrocities that were committed against my people and regarding the many other conflicts around the world. It is absurd to be preached on, to be preached to on international law by some of these nations, especially Iran, the DPRK, Turkey, and Syria, who have nothing but disdain for international law and human rights. These values, which many in this room hold sacred, are but empty words, part of a political arsenal that is only used if it can be aimed at denying Israel's right to exist. We will do our duty and continue to abide by our international obligations. We will continue to facilitate humanitarian aid into Gaza. We will continue taking measures to ensure the safety of Palestinian civilians who are seen by Hamas as nothing but human shields. We will continue to defend ourselves from genocidal terrorist organizations who seek our destruction, and we will bring our hostages home. I thank you.